This is how we brew it.
On 95BFM Breakfast, thanks to 8:30 Coffee Roasters.
Morena, Charlie.
Morena.
Hello, Charlie.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Yeah, so good. I'm excited to talk all things coffee today. We're talking about why you should always weigh your coffee.
Yeah, we're going to get a bit nerdy again.
Yeah, okay. We love it.
So we spoke about extraction last week, which was kind of setting the foundation. Extraction's super important in coffee because that's kind of all the flavor comes from that. If you have good extraction, it's going to taste good. If you're under-extracted, kind of sour. Mm-hmm. If it's over-extracted, it can be quite bitter. But then I feel like weighing it is kind of the tipping point for a lot of people. Mm. I feel like a lot of people love coffee, but the thought of having to weigh their coffee can be kind of...
Too much fair.
Too much. They don't understand. Why do you have to... Like, it's just... It does seem ridiculous.
Yeah. It's
like
first thing in the morning. You're bleary-eyed. Like, what are we thinking?
But I guess if... So we're in control of that end product with coffee. It's a super interesting product to work with because I give someone the best coffee in the world. If they extract it badly, it's actually not going to taste good.
Mm. User error,
yeah. So the weighing it really helps with consistency.
Yeah.
Because we want that extraction. We want the flavor. But it also kind of, the amount of coffee that we put in will affect the body.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of similar to kind of wine. We have wines that are full-bodied and some that aren't, but with coffee, we can kind of be in control of that.
What does that actually mean, though?
Yeah, like- okay, so I'm glad you asked. So the body is actually the amount of kind of coffee particles that are in the cup. So that gives
no
it,
way.
Yeah, so that gives it like a syrupy kind of mouthfeel. If there's more, it actually feels thicker. It is thicker.
It all makes sense.
And that's why. So if you ever have like a... Okay. Plunger,
yeah,
or you have like a pour over,
yeah.
The plunger, because it's immersive and the coffee sits in there and there's no filter, so many more particles. So that's why it's kind of a lot of body, quite
so
thick.
In my head, I'm sort of imagining the body of a espresso to be like a bell curve a little bit, because if it's under extracted, there's not enough coffee particles, and if it's over extracted, there's too much water, so the ratio is off.
Yeah.
So, like, in the middle.
In the middle.
Is this... I'm also jumping on the nerd train, and I'm bringing in the bell curve for this one.
Yeah, completely. You've nailed it. You've nailed it. So I guess the easy way to talk about it is with espresso. So if we've made an espresso in the morning, say we used 18 grams, it was 30 seconds, we thought it tasted kind of... The flavor was good, but the body wasn't good enough. It was a bit thin, maybe, for our liking. Maybe we want a bit more body. We would go to 19 grams, but that would affect the extraction. So we'd also have to go, that would make the extraction longer. Does that make sense? Because we've got more. Yeah, it starts getting really dirty.
You know that meme where it's like the woman like looking off into the distance and it's like the fading over of the math like equation. Yeah. It's sort of me right now.
So we might have to go a little bit coarser.
Yeah,
just to speed that time up. So it can be fun, yeah. But I think the weighing it's like once you start weighing it, I think you kind of feel like you're actually in control of the coffee that you're making. Whereas you might make a coffee every morning and sometimes it slaps, sometimes you're like, this isn't that good.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
Yeah, because I guess if you're working with the same weight every time, that rules out one of the sort of factors, and then it's like, okay, I either need to adjust my grind size all the time.
Yeah, or the amount of coffee.
Or the amount of coffee. Okay.
So,
which you can choose to, You might put a bit more coffee in if you wanted, but at least if you're weighing it, you kind of, you know where you are, and then you can adjust it from there.
I think I'm speaking for a lot of listeners here. If you're lazy, you can get pre-ground coffee right from 8:30.
Yeah.
And can you give us tips, like, on how to, like, how much is the perfect amount? Or do we have to figure that out?
So, the pre-grind is an awesome tool if you don't have a grinder.
Yeah.
But you're kind of set with whatever we give you. So you can't adjust the grind size at all. So that rules out that variable, which is kind of quite important. So you have to manipulate the coffee in other ways. So you might put extra coffee in to try and affect the extraction time, to try and give it more, like more extraction, more body. It might be a bit thin. So you can't really control the time that much if you've got it pre-ground, but we do a pretty good job at grinding it. Yeah.
You do also have on your website like tips for a good place to start with the amount of coffee.
With recipes?
Yeah, recipes and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. So it also, different machines have different portafilters, coffee handles, which have different basket sizes. So I could tell you a recipe which is for a normal espresso machine would be kind of 18 grams because they have typically kind of 18 gram baskets and about 30 seconds. But the thing to remember, I guess, with espresso is you kind of want a 1-to-2 ratio.
Yeah.
So the amount of coffee that you're weighing wants to be half of the weight of the espresso at the end.
Okay.
So if you weigh the coffee you put in, you then make a coffee and weigh that, and the coffee you put in is half the weight of the espresso, then that the ratio is perfect. So that's
nice.
That's
way before, way after. Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Filter's different. Filter's 60 grams a liter. Yeah, we'll do filter another day.
Charlie.
It felt like NCAA maths. It was like, so if the coffee you have, how many grinds did I have?
I was really thinking on the way here how I was going to like simplify it, and I feel
you're
like
talking
it's
to radio
just,
hosts, okay? Maths so is definitely tough. Not our strong suit.
So you can play with grind time.
Yeah, the grind size, the time.
Yeah.
The weight.
The weight.
Weight.
And the weight of the espresso as well.
Yeah.
So you can control how much. Because a lot of the machines have a manual button.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So a lot of espresso machines that have a grinder like built in, you just sort of dose it out. And then should you be weighing that as well? Or how accurate are they most of the time?
I would weigh it. You kind of want the basket to be pretty full.
Yeah.
Just so it extracts well in the basket. So I would fill the basket up to the top kind of, and then weigh it just so you know.
Yeah.
And then tamp it. Put it into the machine. If you have a little scale that fits underneath, perfect. And then cup on the scale, press the manual.
Wow.
And when it's double the weight of the coffee you put in, stop. And
okay.
Yeah, if there's times, roughly around 30 is usually a safe-ish bet.
Yeah.
If the time's around then going to be pretty banging.
I've heard that people think that the pressure that you tamp with is way more important than it actually is. Like, does it actually make that much of a difference if you're tamping quite firmly? Or
it will affect it, and everyone's kind of tamps different, but it's such a hard thing to get everyone to do the same that it's kind of a variable that we don't worry about too much. A lot of cafes have automatic ones.
Yeah.
And then that helps because when different people are rotating in and out, it helps with consistency. But if we all tamped right now, it's going to be different every time. So I guess tamp normally, you want to be quite firm, but not like all out assault.
Should we have a tamping competition? Like, see who can tamp
the
most.
See who tamps the hardest.
There's someone who tamps real hard out there and then at our coffee machine and then screws it on really tightly. And
oh
it's like, someone is going in with complete
letting
gorilla
out their,
fist.
Their morning rage. Okay, well, I've learned a lot.
Yes, I've learned much.
There's a lot of maths to be done with perfecting your brew out there wherever you are.
But I guess the number one message is F around and find out.
Yes.
Yeah, really? For sure. Yeah,
100%. And head to 830's website to find some more tips and tricks and recipes, etc.
Yeah, there's a few recipes and stuff on there, and we're going to be doing more stuff on kind of social media about different brew methods and what to do, and I'll be doing some in here as well. I think we should do some maybe live again. Would be fun.
Yes! Let's do it.
Well, we absolutely aced the last challenge.
You
cup
did,
pasting,
100%,
so.
Both of you. So.
I'm ready for
well
anything.
On our way.
Anything you give me, Charlie, I'm prepared.
We've got the Kenyan Gichithani AA coffee to give away this week.
Yeah.
We do.
Tell us a little bit about this beautiful bean.
So really good kind of filter coffee. We've had this on for a while, but it's coming to the end. So just kind of doing a final push. Anyone that hasn't tried it yet, just really like kind of, we talked about body. This one's kind of got a tea-like body.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bit lighter.
Body is tea.
Red currants. Yeah, red currants, lighter body, really good filter and plunger. Espresso as well if you're feeling adventurous. Yeah, it's a real good all-round coffee and get your hands on it while you can.
Beautiful.
Wonderful. Well, everyone, you know the drill. If you want to win this bag of coffee, all you have to do is send us a text. Tukupatui mai, rima toru iwa rima, 5395 is the number. your name, your B card number, and 8:30. 8:30 is one word with one T in the middle, and you have until the end of the show on Friday during breakfast hours to text in before we choose a winner for the week. As part of This Is How We Brew It, we listen to a track from the same country of origin as our beans, and we've had Kenya a couple of times, so I thought we'd go a bit specific and do a bit of a special focus on Joseph Kamaru this week, because I was listening to Kamaru, which is actually Joseph Kamaru's son, who makes beautiful ambient. We've played some of his songs before, and then made the connection, thank you Molly for that, with Joseph Kamaru, who's a very famous influential musician, activist from Kenya, really active in the sort of late 60s and 70s, and has just been going through, well, he's passed away now. I think maybe his son has been involved in the process of digitizing a lot of his old recordings, so a lot of them are available on Bandcamp now. And I thought we'd listen to a track called Kenya Kurunganga Ngara, and it's from a compilation, Heavy Combination 1966 to 2007, so it's got heaps of his wonderful tracks on there. Yeah, head over to 830's website and use the code 95BFM to get 10% off if you just can't wait until Friday. Otherwise, text in to win some free coffee. Thanks, Charlie.
Awesome.
Thanks Charlie. Guys.
Have a good one. We're going to listen to some Joseph Kamaru.
Thank you.
This is how we brew it.
On 95BFM Breakfast, thanks to 8:30 Coffee Roasters.